Or so I heard from the lovely nymph Calypso, who heard it herself, she said, from Hermes, god of guides. As soon as I reached our ship at the water's edge, I took the men to task, upbraiding each in turn, but how to set things right, we couldn't find a way. The cattle were dead already. And the gods soon showed us all some fateful signs. The hides began to crawl. The meat, both raw and roasted, bellowed out on the spits, and we heard a noise like the moan of lowing oxen. Yet 6 more days, my eager companions feasted on the cattle of the sun. The pick of the herds they'd driven off, but then, when Cronion Zeus brought on the 7th day, the wind in its ceaseless raging dropped at last, and stepping the mast at once, hoisting the white sail, we boarded ship and launched her, made for open sea. But once we'd left that island in our wake, no land at all in sight, nothing but sea and sky, then Zeus, the son of Cronus, mounted a thunderhead above our hollow ship, and the deep went black beneath it. Nor did the craft scud on much longer. All of a sudden, killer squalls attacked us, screaming out of the west, a murderous blast shearing the 2 forestays off, so the mast toppled backward, its running tackle spilling into the bilge. The mast itself went crashing into the stern. It struck the helmsman's head and crushed his skull to pulp, and down from his deck the man flipped like a diver. His hardy life spirit left his bones behind. Then in the same breath Zeus hit the craft with a lightning bolt and thunder. Round she spun, reeling under the impact, filling with reeking brimstone, shipmates pitching out of her, bobbing round like seahawks, swept along by the whitecaps past the trim black hull, and the god cut short their journey home forever. But I went lurching along our battered hulk, till the sea surge ripped the plankings from the keel, and the waves swirled it away, stripped bare, and snapped the mast from the decks. But a backstay made of bull's hide still held fast, and with this I lashed the mast and keel together, made them one, riding my makeshift raft, as the wretched gale winds bore me on and on. At last the west wind quit its wild rage, but the south came on at once to hound me even more, making me double back my route toward cruel Charybdis. All night long I was rushed back, and then at break of day I reached the crag of Scylla, and dire Charybdis's vortex, right when the dreadful whirlpool gulped the salt sea down. But heaving myself aloft to clutch at the fig tree's height, like a bat I clung to its trunk for dear life. Not a chance for a good firm foothold there, no clambering up it either, the roots too far to reach, the boughs too high overhead, huge swaying branches that overshadowed Charybdis. But I held on, dead set, waiting for her to vomit my mast and keel back up again. Oh, how I ached for both, and back they came. Late, but at last, at just the hour a judge at court, who settled the countless suits of brash young claimants, rises, the day's work done, and turns home for supper, that's when the timbers reared back up from Charybdis. I let go. I plunged with my hands and feet flailing, crashing into the waves beside those great beams and scrambling aboard them fast. I rowed hard with my hands right through the straits. And the father of men and gods did not let Scylla see me. Else I'd have died on the spot, no escape from death. I drifted along 9 days. On the 10th at night, the gods cast me up on Ogygia, Calypso's island, home of the dangerous nymph with glossy braids who speaks with human voice, and she took me in. She loved me. I cover the same ground again. Just yesterday, here at Hall, I told you all the rest. You and your gracious wife. It goes against my grain to repeat a tale told once and told so clearly. Book 13. Ithaca at last. His tale was over now. The Phaeacians all fell silent, hushed, his story holding them spellbound down the shadowed halls, until Alcinous found the poise to say, "Odysseus, now that you have come to my bronze-floored house, my vaulted roofs, I know you won't be driven off your course. Nothing can hold you back, however much you've